guys. My name is Avery, and this is my podcast, and I'm here with my friend, Kiana.
Hello.
And today, we're just going to talk about, we're going to talk about Disney movies. And specifically, we're going to talk about the eras of Disney movies and kind of argue down what's the single best movie from those eras. So, to start it off, we're going to go into the golden age of Disney movies, which was from the years 1937 to 1942. And that includes the movies Snow White, Pinocchio, Fantasia, Dumbo, Bambi. But okay, so Snow White. What are our thoughts on Snow White?
So I saw the movie once, and that was probably years ago. To be honest, it wasn't my favorite. I admired the art style. I thought it was a very good story. But other than the fact of just being entertained by her finding her true love, it wasn't really anything extraordinary. It was nothing better than Sleeping Beauty, even though that was my childhood favorite. But it's the same story of just finding romance, which is cute, like with The Little Mermaid.
Right.
But
right.
It was just okay. Plus, I kind of thought her voice was too high. Like, right, the voice actor did a great job, but
I will say, okay, with Snow White, it's okay. For its time, it was incredible.
Yes.
And it was amazing.
Uh-huh.
But it is also, I think, one of the most non-horror movies that I've ever seen.
No, for real.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
I don't remember if there is a specific version of the story I'm thinking of, but you know how, what was it? It was like the Brothers Grimm, they had their...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So I used to be fascinated because, I don't know, I just liked the kind of horror aspect of those stories. But
right,
like,
right.
With The Little Mermaid, how she kind of died in the end and she didn't actually marry the prince. With things like that, I think there was a version of Snow White that I actually liked better. But considering the movie that we're talking about in that era, I'm glad it was made. I just wouldn't watch it on my own time.
No, all right, and it just... Okay, so I'm going to put this... Okay. I don't know. I feel like for ranking this overall with these movies, I'm going to put it somewhere in the middle because, yes, it was a very influential movie, but it's not like...
That doesn't mean it's good.
Best. I will say I have very strong feelings about Pinocchio. I don't know how you feel about Pinocchio, but...
Again, I saw that one once and we'll get into that.
I think I saw it once again, but that is my dad's form of horror that he watches. He hates Pinocchio so much, mostly because at the end... There's like the so at the end is mostly where my dad hates it, is because it basically all the little boys that Pinocchio like meets all get lured into this island called Temptation Island where they're given cigarettes and alcohol, and there's like an evil like master guy that starts putting them in cages, and whenever they try to go home, he like turns them into donkeys, because they're like being like not smart or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, so that movie scarred me. I've never been the same after that.
Wonderful.
I will say though, it is. I feel like the story itself, while it being, again, most of these are really dark. Like, I will say a lot of these beginnings, like Bambi, Dumbo, that one forever will make me just bawl my eyes out.
I just remember that one was really emotional. And then, of course, Bambi has his mother get shot. So, you know, trauma begins with the character.
Exactly. So, putting aside all of the, like, just horror aspects of these, I'm going to say Pinocchio. I'm going to put it under Snow White a little bit. I think, actually, I think I'm going to put it over Snow White.
I just don't really care for either, though. It's hard
for me
to rank
it. Exactly. I don't care for either of them very much, but I will say, I think the story of Pinocchio is more, I guess, like, it's more, I don't want to say, like traveled with the times better, or, like, worked with the times better.
I just found it interesting.
Exactly. But I think it's better than, like, it's like, okay, Snow White, it just seems so anticlimactic because you have this young girl. Actually, I think she's 13, and the dude that she's supposed to marry is like 30.
That's the point I forgot to bring up, because in the older versions, it would be very not with the times currently, which, you know, like back then, you do get married young.
Right.
Possibly to an old guy.
But yeah, but I can't get over it. And like, okay, I will say, you know, it was fine for what it was. But again, 13-year-old who just her mother tries to kill her for that, like, mm-hmm. just for being pretty and having good genes.
Yeah.
And then she runs away to the woods and has like a whole horror, like, psychedelic experience in the woods.
She's also like with seven men, so it's kind of weird if you think about this little 13-year-old girl who's living with seven
dwarfs. But then she's also like taking care of I don't know, but it's an odd story. I will say, I think I'm gonna rank Pinocchio over it, so I'm gonna put Snow White at, let's see, there's five movies. I'm gonna put that one at like four. We'll put that one at four. Snow White. And I'd say Pinocchio, like, maybe three. I think I'll put that at a three spot.
I'm putting Snow White at five, respectfully.
No worries. Okay, let's see, though. Fantasia. Have you ever seen Fantasia?
I have. And I love the music.
Okay.
I don't really remember. Oh, my goodness.
Remember.
Yes, I don't really remember the whole thing, because there wasn't really a plot, was there? It was kind of just a long music video.
It's just a really, yeah, it's like a 2-hour-long music video.
The little scene with the mushrooms.
Yeah, or the little like brooms thing.
Do you know the movie The Sorcerer's Apprentice? It's another Disney movie, but it's with, oh my goodness, what's his name? Chris Pine? No. Definitely not. Nicolas Cage.
Oh, I haven't seen it, but I've heard of it.
So they have a reference to Fantasia in there, and that's only legal because Disney owns that movie, but it just kind of shows how influential it was.
Right.
That's just something I really do appreciate about it, because the music is beautifully composed. And the animation, I think there were some problematic things inside the whole movie itself, but I do love it.
Well, and I think looking back at Disney, you have to disregard a lot of of controversial things, because, I mean, if you look at all the movies from like the 60s and 70s, like every one of them had like some sort of like problematic, controversial, like racial, sexist, anything. So you really have to like just set that aside whenever you look at anything of old Disney.
Yeah, because there's a lot of things that I don't really agree with, but that doesn't mean I'm gonna like condemn the work as a whole. Right, I just understand that that perspectives were different. There were maybe not some smart decisions, but also like you're a company. I guess you're trying your best, so you know.
Right. And so that's why I think Fantasia, I'm gonna put it higher up. I watched the beginning of it whenever I was like 5. And I got really bored, so I turned it off. So I never actually finished it. But I watched, I think the Fantasia 2000 or something like that, which the newer version of it, which they did much later. But that one I did like, because I watched that one at school and I was like, what? This is amazing. Why did I skip that? And then I got confused because I thought there was only one Fantasia. And I was like, wait, but that one is from like the 30s. So why is it the math ain't mathin'?
Yeah, but I don't know if I've seen the recent one, but anyway.
Yeah. Okay, what do we think about Dumbo? Where are we putting Dumbo on here?
So I remember I did, like all these movies, I watched it once or twice. I just remember it being sad. I don't know. I remember the crows being a thing.
Yeah, no, okay, so, okay, I think I remember this a little more, because I think I watched it semi-recently, like within the past 5 years, I want to say, but recently. But still, I just remember hearing the Baby Mine song, and like the point where like the mother got thrown in jail because the kids were like picking on Dumbo or whatever.
And then she got
exiled. And like exiled and like banished from the circus, which broke my heart. But then like Dumbo came like sobbing to like touch his mother's trunk, and I like lost my mind. And I was like,
that's the part I do remember. And also, I would just watch, this is a YouTube channel that I recently found. I do not know what it's called, but it's basically kind of going in depth about movies. Like he said, why the music in West Side Story was so great, why modern Disney remakes are failing, why the music in This Is So Great, why the Disney Renaissance era was revolutionary and saved the company.
We need another Disney Renaissance era. We desperately need one.
Please. Oh my God. I love the movies from that era, and I'm so excited to get to that. But anyway.
Oh yeah.
It's just the movies during this time, for some reason, they're not very rememberable to me.
I think so.
It might just have something to do with me not watching it for a while or having no interest. But like going on Disney Plus, I don't really have any interest in rewatching them because it doesn't really strike my fancy. But when I have Aladdin or Mulan, I'm like, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Let me take that one again.
Which I think, okay, so I think we can agree without any further discussion, Fantasia, I think, won that one.
Yeah, Fantasia wins.
I am going to skip over the Disney wartime era because I have not seen anything from the wartime era. The Three Caballeros. I will say I have seen Ichabod and Mr. Toad and Ichabod, I believe. There are a bunch of random stuff. It was during the Civil War, I believe. Oh, right, not the Civil War. Oh my gosh. During World War II.
Same thing.
Exactly. And so I've never seen any of them, so I can't really give a fair trial of that one.
Yeah, neither can I.
The Silver Age.
The Jungle Book.
Okay, I don't know if we're going to have enough time to go through all of them, because there's so many. Okay, do you want to go over the Silver Era or the Bronze Era? The Bronze Era has Aristocats, Robin Hood.
That one.
Silver Era has sweet. All right, so Silver Era was from right out of the war, 1950 to 1967. And it includes Cinderella, Alice in Wonderland, Peter Pan, Lady and the Tramp, Sleeping Beauty, 101 Dalmatians, Sword in the Stone, and Jungle Book. So, Cinderella, thoughts, opinions, feelings, concerns. What do we think? What are we going for?
Okay, so I think it's a classic. I like it. It's kind of cute. The whole foot thing doesn't really make sense, but you know, you got to have some sort of plot device.
Right.
I liked the whole idea of her, you know, living through tough times with her little mice friends and little birds. You know, every Disney princess, even though she wasn't a princess yet, and had their little thing.
Right.
But I like the simplicity of it. I liked, again, the animation is always top tier. But Overall, I would just say it's a cute movie.
I was going to say it's like, so I have two very distinct memories of watching Cinderella, or actually three. I have whenever I watched it whenever I was like my youngest little age and I loved it. Then I saw it whenever I was seven and I was like, oh my gosh, this is the most boring thing in the world. What am I doing with my life? And then I saw it again whenever I was like 13, 14, I don't know, some late age. Yeah. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is so aesthetically pleasing. This is so adorable. Oh my gosh. But yeah.
The appreciation comes in waves.
Exactly, exactly. But I would say, again, it's more like, it's a good story, but it's not something that I would rewatch on my own. Like, I feel like I don't crave Cinderella. Like I crave
Mulan.
Exactly, exactly.
I crave Mulan.
But I will say, so Alice in Wonderland too, going into Alice in Wonderland, I will say I have seen it once. It was a very long time ago, though. And I just remember not understanding what in the world was happening.
And that was a complete acid trip. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Alice in Wonderland, I'm going to rate up, I think, a little bit. Well, I don't know. How should we rate up Cinderella or Alice?
I've only seen the live action recently.
Yeah. I was going to say, I don't remember it too much to really put it over the top of it. I know a lot of people are going to disagree with me on that because there's a lot of dedicated Alice fans. But I will say, going into Peter Pan, though. Peter Pan was one I do remember.
Oh, he annoyed me so much.
Dude, he's so annoying. I hated how he treated Wendy. Wendy deserved better. She deserved so much better.
Oh, my God. Other people can have different desires. They don't have to conform to what you want.
Exactly,
I'm sorry you're 12.
Exactly. And I will say, so whenever I was younger, I liked it a lot. I used to watch Peter Pan all the time. And then
it's
I got
so
older.
Magical.
And then I rewatched it and I realized, oh, there's a lot of very, very problematic things in here that I did not realize before. And then I just became really uncomfortable with it. But
I always thought that the thing that Tinkerbell had for him was so weird.
Me too.
What is up with that?
I'm not gonna lie, I know there's a lot of dedicated Tinkerbell fans out there. Tinkerbell annoyed me so much.
Oh,
in
she
Peter
was such
Pan.
A brat in that video.
She was so annoying. Oh my gosh.
She is in the other movies too, but like going off on a limb here, but with the Tinkerbell series, like Secret of the Wings, the Lost Island.
Oh my gosh, the Lost Treasure. That movie.
Yeah. But so those movies, like, you can see her growth where she retains her stubbornness, but she also like develops understanding and compassion. Like, of course you can't see her growth in Peter Pan. Maybe she does get accustomed to Wendy, but it's like she's just so annoying because she's threatened by Wendy, an actual human, when she's like size of this.
And I will say another scene that just drove me nuts was whenever he goes to like the mermaids or whatever, and Wendy's like, yo, what, I thought, what's going on? And he's like totally flirting with all the mermaids. So anyways, I have a lot of feelings with Peter Pan. But setting aside a lot of the problematic things, it is a very magical story. Like, it's really the plot of Peter Pan is so interesting. Like, it's so like, and to think, I'm right, it always like, Not perplexed me, but like just boggled my brain a little bit whenever I was younger. And I would think like, oh my gosh, what would it be like to never grow up and to live in Neverland and live in like this magical place where just time is irrelevant and stuff like that. But
it's so fascinating. But then I really start thinking about it. And now that I'm at this age, I'm like, oh, it'd be kind of boring after a month.
Yeah, I will say I would love to. So Lady and the Tramp is another one, but I'm going to skip over Lady and the Tramp for like a second, because while I love Lady and the Tramp, it's a great movie. I prefer 101 Dalmatians, but Sleeping Beauty, I will say, that movie. Oh my gosh.
So
I could talk about it for so long, but it's, oh my gosh. It is that I actually just rewatched it the other day. And like, because I was having a bad day and I just like sat down and watched Sleeping Beauty and I was like, I feel so much better. This is what I needed. Mm-hmm. But I want to hear your thoughts on it, but I love that movie.
Okay. So Sleeping Beauty was my absolute favorite as a child. It was something I was obsessed with. Like, I had like the pretty princess idea. I had costume dresses of her, and I had this fairy wand for her, and there's pictures of me in costume. And I guess my dad said that I would dress up like that and then we would go out in public. I don't remember any of this because I was like five, but apparently I was just obsessed with it. And it's so beautiful. I love the vibe that it has.
I like how
there's the spooky stuff with the cool stuff, like, and the romance thing. I feel like it was actually one, because like with Snow White, you have the guy kissing a stranger awake and then they fall in love.
Okay, not just a stranger, a dead body in the woods. Like, it's not even a, like, he's barely met her and he sees her dead. He's like,
no,
oh,
he didn't
I know what I gotta
her.
Do.
Like,
oh my gosh.
Isn't that term a necrophiliac?
I don't know. Whatever it is, it's wrong. I'm sorry.
But like with Sleeping Beauty, there's a little bit of context. Like they met when they were kids because he was there for like the blessings.
Yes.
And so there's just a little bit of family connection there to where like the families know each other. So at least like it isn't a complete stranger. But the whole point was that it was his quest to save her and they have time to develop the love for each other because he meets her in the woods and then he saves her from... I was about to call her Medusa. I don't know what her name is.
Maleficent.
There we go.
Yeah.
He saves her, and I feel like that love is earned. And unlike Snow White, where he's like, I'm going to kiss this person I've never met before who's 13, and then we're going to get married and dead. But he earns the love, and the dedication to her is just shown in Sleeping Beauty. And I'm like, that's what makes it so satisfying as well.
Oh, it's so good. And like, it's such a timeless movie. It doesn't get old the older you get. Like, I will say, like, okay, so I know, and like, I was rewatching this, and the Fairy Godmothers, I don't know if you've heard them talking, but the Fairy Godmothers are like the funniest.
Oh, they are
characters.
So funny. Oh my!
My favorite line that I was in stitches, like sobbing. I did not pick up on this when I was younger, but when Fauna, the head red one, and then the blue one, the short blue one, mm-hmm. are like arguing with each other, and Fauna's trying to make the dress over the blue one, mm-hmm. and then the blue one goes, "Why is it so ugly?" And she goes, "Well, that's because it's on you, dear." And
oh my goodness, I remember that.
I was sobbing. I was like, "Oh my
just
gosh!"
The aggressiveness is it was incredible. Beautiful.
Oh, and then I will say this, so with the scary stuff. So I will say the scene that absolutely traumatized me as a child was when Maleficent tries to like lure Briar Rose or Aurora in through the fireplace, and she just like appears and then like disappears, and then is like a shadowy like figure. That, and it's like
I keep forgetting how spooky it is. It's been
dude,
years
it's
since I watched
so spooky.
It,
it's so like oh my gosh. Okay, but moving on. Oh yes. Continue.
So one thing I wanted to say is when I was watching a video, it was talking about how there was there's background music of course in all the Disney movies,
right.
but it was saying how the notes mimicked Aurora's name, and that's how Maleficent was luring her in, and they were it just added a layer of spookiness, and I don't know if that makes any sense, but it's
no
like,
it does the yes I know exactly what you're talking
yeah,
about
yeah you know what
totally
I'm talking about
yes.
like the music behind when she's kind of in a trance and she's just walking is mimicking her name,
it's
and so,
so
it's
scary.
Calling to her, it's so scary, it's but so, I love it.
I had an audiobook whenever I was younger where I was addicted to this audiobook. Like whenever I was younger I had these books, and they were like little paperback books, and they had a CD that they came with, and so every time we'd get in the car, we had to drive a lot ever because we lived pretty far out whenever I was like living in Oklahoma, and so we would always plug in the CD and we'd have the book and we would just read the book, read like listen to the audiobook like over and over and over again. And so I grew up off of listening to that one. And in the audiobook, it goes, it doesn't have a song, it just goes, Aurora, Aurora.
Yeah.
And that's the music from the thing. And I didn't realize that because I was like, wait, like little me was like, they don't say that in the movie. They're so silly.
It's so subtle though. Like the beautiful thing and the spookiest thing about it is that it's so subtle.
Yes.
Like, that's what I appreciate about some movies. Like on further analysis, there's so many layers, like even just subtle details like that just make it more rich and more like, ooh,
no,
my God.
It's perfect. Like I will say, and so two more movies. So I have to say, okay, so Sword in the Stone, I've watched maybe once and I didn't like it very much. So I'm going to put that lowest on my tier of level.
I didn't watch it, so it doesn't matter.
Exactly. But I will say, so 101 Dalmatians, I have seen. I adore that movie with all my heart and soul. I love it. Yes. That's one that I personally would rank very high, but I know a lot of people don't love it super much. But I thought it was so just... I love that movie so much. I love the dog romance. I love how the dogs mimic their owners and then they all fall in love.
Yeah.
I love that so much. And I love how they adopted... like 99 puppies, and they're like, yeah, sure, that's perfect, that's so chill with us, we're just gonna buy your house.
And isn't it just a couple who lives in a studio apartment, like how are they gonna sustain 100?
And then somehow they buy a mansion and afford to keep track of 101 Dalmatian puppies.
The best thing about Disney movies, it's unrealistic.
I love it so much though. But Jungle Book too, I just want to talk about that one as the final closing off. I love Jungle Book so much. So much. I grew up on that movie. But I want to hear your thoughts and opinions and concerns and feelings.
I, in my head, I'm telling myself that I have so many thoughts. But overall, it's just, I love it. Like, when I was little, I had this toothbrush that, you know, the ones that make the noises?
Yeah.
Songs.
Oh, yeah.
So mine sung the Bare Necessities. And that's the only reason I would want to brush my teeth when I was little. Don't shave
me for that. Yes, that is so valid. Yes.
And so again, I think I forgot what movie. Oh, Cinderella. Like when you were little and you watched it, you were fascinated by it, then you had no interest for it, but then you liked it again. That was kind of me with The Jungle Book. Like when I liked it, it was so good. And then I loved the soundtrack, of course, and the voice actors did an incredible job. And then I just went through a phase where I also didn't have access to the movie because I didn't own it, and then I didn't really have any TV channels that I
right.
Or maybe I just didn't think about it anyway. But then I started watching it again, and I'm like, oh. Okay, and this is, and it was something that I would watch like every other day because it's just such a good story.
Good.
I love it.
It's
it has
so
a good ending because like Baloo is willing to let Mowgli be where he belongs and willing to accept that struggle, but there's like that connection still, and it's just like a bittersweet ending because like we know it's what's best for him, but also we're just like, no, but we want him to stay with his jungle family.
Exactly. It's so perfect. And I'll say the part at the end of the movie where the vultures are all in a tree and they go, I don't know what you want to do. Me. My family and I still quote that to this day. Like anytime that anyone asks me, they're like, what do you want to do? And we go, I don't know what you want to do. And I always forget that that's a thing, but my family always does that. But I love everything about, like, even like the villains, the Shere Khan, the snake, the whatever his name is. I forget his name.
Khan.
Yes. And the trust in
Ka.
Me.
Cop.
That's there we go. Everything about it is so good. The music, mm-hmm. the art. Oh my gosh. I could go into so much detail about the art, but we do not have enough time for me to rant about the
art.
Yeah,
that's fair.
So much. But I think, okay.
I Want to Be Like You is the best song on there.
Oh my gosh. It's so good. Or whenever Baloo comes out dressed as the orangutan dude.
Oh, that's so funny. They just start scatting. it's jazzy too.
It's so good.
Yeah, no, it's just great.
Yes. Okay, so I think, okay, now we got to pick what is the best one, Jungle Book Sleeping Beauty?
Jungle Book.
Ooh, okay, we might have to disagree on this one. I was going to say Sleeping Beauty, but I think
no,
this
I understand
one,
why you say that, but I'm just going to make up my mind because I'm too indecisive to actually think about it, so I'm just going to go with Jungle Book since I've seen it the most recently.
Oh, yeah, perfect. I think, yes. I think this one's gonna have to end in a tie because I love Sleeping Beauty so much. So Sleeping Beauty and Jungle Book, best one of the year.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we have reached the end of our time. Ugh. I wish we could go into more, but that we have come to the end. Thank you so much, Kiana, for being on. And maybe we'll have to do this again sometime and talk more about more Disney movies. Hopefully so. We'll see. But
yeah, thank you for having me.
Of course, of course. And we'll see you guys next time.